Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening. This is PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, and I'm Carmen, your host for tonight. You're going to have to excuse me tonight for not going in the order. It's been a little difficult. I've been trying to work on my phone, and it's like, for some reason, it delays, and you can't type in what you want exactly. But we're here, and let's get started. Welcome. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we have on your in this platform, Father God. Lord, I just pray that you be the one to speak through me tonight, Lord, that it won't be me, that it'll be you, that you give me the words to speak and to convey the message that you want for your people, Father God. I just thank you, Father, for all the things that you're doing in our lives. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for everything you do for us, Lord. Thank you for guiding us into truth so that we'll live a long life and that we won't be deceived by the enemy. Thank you, Lord, because you don't leave us to ourselves. You love us so much that you gave Jesus so that we can have a good life. We can have a life in you, not the way that we think, but the way that is best and the best and wise way. And you are all-knowing. You know what's best for us. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for this privilege of being able to minister to your people. Lord, you have your way. You convey what you want tonight and let people receive it and have ears to hear tonight so that they'll have that life abundantly in Jesus' name. Okay. Give me a moment here. I'm working, but I'm also taking a break right now. And last week we talked about life and death, and we gave some scriptures out about, you know, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So God wants to understand that our mouths are like an udder, not an udder, a rudder to a ship where wherever you turn it, it'll take you to that whatever destination you're taking it to, right? And so if you don't know how to maneuver that and be guided by God, you'll end up where you don't want to be. So speaking life and death. One of the Psalms we covered was Psalm 34, 11, 13. And it talks about how if we want many days to keep our tongues from evil, and your life from speaking lies. So how are we speaking lies when we don't agree with what God says? If God is saying one thing about you and you're saying another, then you're speaking what the enemy is speaking. So we have to keep our mouths from speaking what is not of God, okay? So we speak about how the enemy lies to us, right? And we shouldn't listen to him. We spoke about the lies in another episode, some weeks back, because his plan for us is to kill, steal, and destroy from us, right? To destroy us eventually. But Jesus came to give us life more abundantly, right? So if we are speaking what God says, which is his word, and we follow what he says, then that's speaking life in our lives, and we're in agreement with him. That's what we also covered, that how we overcome the enemy is by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus' blood, the blood that he shed on the cross for us, that work he did to be able to save us, and he paid the price for us on the cross, and the word of our testimony. But the word of our testimony has to line up with what God says. Other scriptures we covered was Proverbs 13:3. Proverbs 15:4, Proverbs 18:21, which is the scripture of life and death are in the power of the tongue, and Matthew 12:33-37, Jesus telling the religious people to make their tree good and its fruit good, but he was saying they were brood of vipers because they weren't doing what they said what was right, but they didn't do what was right. So God doesn't want us, he wants our actions and our words to line up. Matthew 7, 17, 18 talks about the tree bearing good fruit. And remember that we talked about the tree that was our heart, and the fruit was our mouth. So our heart has to be good. Our mouth has to be good, because out of our mouth, it comes. The mouth speaks out of the abundance of the heart. So Solomon also spoke about this in chapter 4, 3, about her mouth being lovely. Her lover was telling her mouth was lovely. She was speaking spiritual things, moral things, and that was beauty. And so we as God's bride, we have to speak of what's right, beauty. In Matthew 12:34, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay, so we speak that. All right. And let me go back to where we had stopped. We spoke about the overflow of our mouth. So we have to be careful with the overflow of our mouth. There is a religion that God doesn't accept, does not accept, okay? And it's in James 1:26. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself. We've all have said things that we regret, right? But we have to acknowledge that this is what is not pleasing to God. And we want to be pleasing to God. So we repent and we move on and we are more careful in what we say. The religion that God accepts is in the scripture that I have here is James 1:27, which is the next scripture after speaking of the religion that he doesn't accept. Religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Okay, so yeah, we tend to be good about helping other people, but we don't always do too good about being polluted by the world, because the world's system is different from God's system. God's kingdom is different from the kingdom of the world. We have to be real careful, because the enemy can wrap that up and tempt us with it and make us think that it's a good thing that we're following and that's the way we should go. And God does not want that. He wants us to stay on the straight and narrow path. And to stay on the straight and narrow path isn't always as clear cut as many people think it is. It's not that easy. We have to watch what we say, because what we say will determine our destination, okay? So the book of James talked about how the tongue, if it's left unchecked, can cause a lot of harm. It causes a lot of harm to us, and it causes a lot of harm to others. And some of the analogies that the Word of God talks about describing the tongue, it says a bit in the horse's mouth. There's a scripture that talks about that. The rudder in the ship, a spark that starts as far as fire. So haven't you had some conversations which spark an argument? A source of poison that corrupts the whole life stream. Okay, so like a rudder to a ship, if it's used correctly, will get you to the right place. But if it's used wrong and you don't have the compass of the word in your life, then you're going to go to the wrong direction. So you have to have a compass to know what direction to go to in a ship, right? All right, just like a person with a hidden tongue, the rudder is hidden. I mentioned that last week. Okay, so in Numbers 13 and 14, you'll read all about it. The Israelites came out of Egypt and were going to the promised land. Moses sends out spies to check the promised land. And so these leaders were chosen from each tribe. There were 10 of them. And two of the 10 spoke what God said, because God said that he was giving them, you know, a land of milk and honey. But only two of them spoke it. The other 8 were saying, no, there's giants in the land. Well, when God gives you a promise, whether it's a business, a marriage, a promise of a child, whatever it is. You might be the two that says, oh, yeah, this is what God says. God is going to give me a blessing. But if you get out of line and you start seeing that that business or that marriage is hard, you're going to be speaking like the other eight that say that it was a giant. Oh, this is too difficult. There's giant in the land. We got to deal with a lot of, you know, we got to fight over this. No, we got to keep our mouths in check because we don't want to end up somewhere else that God doesn't want to take us. So when God gives you a promise, are you going to say what God says? Or are you going to say how hard it is to get that promise? Are you going to agree with God? Or are you going to disagree with him and end up somewhere else? Okay? So Caleb confessed positive, and you can find that in Numbers 14:26 through 32. God sees a person that doesn't agree with his promise as evil, as a murmurer. And I have mentioned that before. That's against him, because if you're not agreeing with God, you're disagreeing with him. So you are not on the right track. So if you're disagreeing with God, you're not going to get anything but death. And we mentioned that last week, that the eight of the ones that were saying no, that they, you know, there were giants in the land, they didn't get anything. They died off, and they didn't go into the promised land. So we're going to talk a little bit about the six things, but we won't do all of them today. We're just going to cover one of it. What happens when we talk too much? Proverbs 10:19, when words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. You want to be wise? Hold your tongue from talking too much. Okay? So Ecclesiastes 5:1-2, watch how you pray before God with too many words. God doesn't even want us to be praying, you know, over and or repeating the same things over and over again. So watch what you say. Guard your steps. When you go to the house of God, go near to listen rather than offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. That reminds me of something a friend of mine, he was giving me a story about business, a businessman. With this, they had a project, and it was for a New Year's budget. And so they had a form that they had to fill out to let the boss know what they were going to spend for that next coming year. So they worked it, and they tweaked it. And what they did was padded some things here and padded some things over there to make it look like they would need all this money to run the business for the next year, right? But when the boss came in, he said, okay, let's see what you got. And he looked at it, and he saw exactly where the padding was going on, where they added too much, where they added, you know, everything. He saw everything. And they started to laugh. And the boss said, why are you laughing? He says, because you got the places where we have had it. He says, yeah, because I was the one that created this format. I know how this works. And so when I heard that story, I realized, wow, that's how we are. We think we can outsmart God, and we can't. And sometimes we don't even do it knowingly, you know. We think that we buy the lies of the world, and we think that, okay, well, I'll handle my life and do this over here. We'll do this over here. And, you know, the way the world does it, and you don't knowingly know that you're doing that. And I won't do this. I mean, this person may want me to do this, but I'm going to do this because I'm going to be safe here. And I'm not going to be hurt here, and I'm not going to lose over here. But God created us, and he knows exactly what we're holding back. Just like these businessmen, they had their plan figured out, but the boss was higher than they were, and he knew because he created that format. Well, God created us, And the only way that we know how to live our lives is through his word. That's the manual for life. You got a car? You got a manual. You check how that car works, right? And the only ones that know how that car works is a manufacturer because they created it. So the same thing with us. God created us, so we need to give our lives totally to him, because not even a little bit held back, because what you think you're holding back, maybe God has a different plan, but the enemy's lying to you and telling you, no, this is the way that you need to do it. This is the wise way. That's not wisdom. That is the enemy lying to you. So we have to stay in the word so that when you are being fed a lie, the word of God can expose it. He also uses his prophets. He uses the fivefold ministry to help us to get out of the lies of the enemy, because they know what God gives them, they give to you, and you're able to walk right and then speak right and do what and be in the will of God, which will lead to life. So God says this of the will, that you need to trust him totally. He knows what's best. Like there used to be a show that was called Father Knows Best. So Father knows best. You need to let him do it. And even though we don't understand it, if you trust him, you let it be. And sometimes we are prophesied certain things, and you're like, I don't know about that. Because you're comparing what you're seeing with the things of the world. So you need to repent and say, Lord, I was wrong. I'll do it your way. And I'll speak life. I'll speak life as I'm going through my promised land. So we need to speak truth, not the lies, okay? We have to stay in line. Even in our singing, sometimes we'll sing and we'll lie. We'll lie in our singing, or we'll be jamming at home. I surrender all to thee, my precious Savior. I surrender all. And God says, oh, no, you're not. I see this. You're still not surrendering this. Okay, so the story of the businessman padding things to make just really made me laugh. We all do that, even when we don't realize we're doing it. And so that's why it's important to stay in the word. The word will expose the lies of the enemy in our lives so that we will live a long life, okay? And so we'll live the life that God wants us, because if we don't, we'll be lied to. And how many people haven't not listened to God's voice and followed what they thought, the lies of the world, and they die in their... In that sin, because it is sin when you don't line up with God. So next week we'll continue talking about the other five things that are not good for us to do with our mouth. All right, Valentine's Day is coming up this month, and let me tell you that a lot of people, this is a time when they share their love with each other. But let me tell you, that's the world's way of doing things, loving. That's not the way the kingdom of God loves. God's word says that we're to love him and to love others, right? So how do we do that? How do we truly live a life in God and loving him and loving others? When we truly love people, what is the way God says we're supposed to love? So Proverbs 3:18 says, how do we love God and others? Wisdom is a tree of life. Take hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. So wisdom is a tree of life. The world gives us a tree too, but the tree that the world gives us is full of life. It's full of life. The tree of knowledge of good and evil, remember that in the story of Adam and Eve? You know, he warned them about that. He warned them that out of this tree you're not supposed to take. That's what the tree of evil that we live in today, the lies of the world today, that it feeds us with life. So this tree of life, when we take hold of God's word, doing it not only with others, when others are nice to us and when they're not as nice and they're really ugly to us, you're going to walk in love. You're going to walk in love. So the word of God will show you how to go about doing that. The world gives you other trees. So, and that's not life. That's death. That'll lead you to death. The straight and narrow path, you got to walk in the narrow path. There's always analogies in the word of life and of death. Going this way or going that way? God's way or the world's way? They say to come, and that the world will say come, and it'll give you an answer. It'll give you an answer for your life. Oh, if you come and take this job, that's your answer. If you take this person, it may not be the person that God wants for you. It may not be the person that God wants for you, but the enemy will lie. And or this marriage, if it's not equally yoked, you shouldn't be marrying that person. So spending time with God in God's word will bring you life. And so you got to ask, seek, and knock. And keep on knocking. God will answer you. Sometimes it's not immediately, but you got to keep on seeking God, and he'll show you. Don't be, you know, deceived by the world. Okay. So another analogy is the four soils, the seeds, the four seeds that go into the different soils, the one in thorns, you know, on rocky soil, and then there's the last one is the good soil. So our seed, our life, has to go into good soil, and the good soil is in the ways of God, not the ways of the world. And you'll find that out by seeking him. That's not a clear-cut thing. That's staying in the word daily. Staying in the word daily. And so I will leave you with that for tonight. And give me one moment here, because it's kind of funny trying to handle the calls at the same time. I won't be very long tonight. I'll minister to whoever has their hands raised up. And if not, I'll finish quickly. I'm not having the same time that I normally have, the 3 hours I usually have, which I kind of miss. But pray for me that God will release me to do to have my schedule changed, and that I'll be able to be on the show, because I really miss this. I really love what God does in your lives, and I want to do his will. Okay, so I'll take the first caller. If and I have other callers that don't have their hands raised up, and if you don't raise your hand, and I'll just end the show after this. Okay, so give me a moment. The number that I have here is 251-229. Let's see. 251-229.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, I recognize your voice. Hey. All right. Well, give me a moment so I could pray for you, all right? Give me a moment. Let me mute you for a moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sarah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because she says yes and amen. She's standing and willing and trusting in your word, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. She says, me, Lord, me. I want to serve you. I want to serve you in spirit and in truth. Yes, Lord. I see you standing and raising your hand. I see you standing and raising your hand as an act of faith, believing in God. And your heart says yes. Your heart and your mouth says yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And you understand that the way to your promised land are not easy. But you say yes. And you're standing in God's word. And I see you reading the word of God like you've never read it before. And you're devouring it, like eating it, getting the word of God. I see you doing exactly what I've been preaching about, that you're seeking God with all your heart, and you know it's not easy, but God says that you're not alone, that you're not alone, and that even others, even in the word of God, had gone through this narrow path, and they were depressed and thought that they were alone, but God reassured them that they weren't, that he had a good future for them, good plans and a good future for them, a plan to prosper them and to not harm them, a plan to give them hope and a good future. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And because of your obedience, you're going to hear God. You're going to hear God clearer and clearer. And you're going to know the path that you're supposed to go and what you need to do next. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sarah's heart. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her, even in her speaking and in her believing. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father God, and the best is yet to come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sarah?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
So that's
Can you
what
hear
I'm
me?
Hearing. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, it's amazing, you know, that the Lord, he definitely speaks to you prophetically, simply because before I got on the phone and you started speaking prophetically, I was reading the Word.
Ooh.
And I was in Psalms, and then once I finished Psalms, I prayed the Psalms 91, and once I prayed Psalms 91, I went to Matthew. So it's amazing how God just reveals everything, isn't it?
Yep, he knows everything. It's funny, like that story that I gave about the businessman that thought that he was going to, you know, outsmart the boss, but the boss knew more. We can't outsmart God. We can't outsmart God. God knows that. And I laugh because I go, man, I wonder how many times I thought I was doing the right thing. And I was, you know, and it was really the ideas of the world that I was being fed. But yet God was so good that he revealed, no, this is wrong. This is what's right. And I was like, whoa, I almost missed my blessing because I didn't, you know, I thought he was deceived. The enemy deceives you. And we have to be careful not to fall into that temptation of falling for the lies of the world. And so, you know, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you stick with God and you follow God and you trust God, he will show you. He will guide you. He'll keep your mouth from speaking evil. We can miss our promises because of what we say, but we have to stay in the Word because staying in the Word helps our hearts to change, and then our mouth speaks life from what's coming out of our heart. Amen?
Amen. Amen. I agree totally, 100%, that the Lord is moving in this hour.
So do you have a word or anything that you want me to pray about?
Well, I'm going to be starting a new job, and it's not too far away from my house, and it's in customer service. So I'm just praying that the Lord leads God and direct me with every customer that I have.
Yes, Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you just I lift up Sarah up to you, Lord. Help her, Father God, with this job. If this is the job you want from her, or if it isn't, or if you want her and what you want her to do in whatever job you want her to be in. Help her, Father God, open her eyes to your truth. Help her to see your ways, not the things that she believes is the right way. But I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you guide her. Guide her, give her the wisdom that she needs to overcome and to be led by you, because everything that we have in our lives, Father God, is to be drawn closer to you, and to be it's part of our journey, Lord. And I just pray, Father God, that you will keep her on the straight and narrow path, Father God, that she will know what she needs to do, that she'll hear you loud and clear, Father God, in every decision making, when dealing with customers, when dealing with jobs. Lord, I just pray you open that up for her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I'm not seeing things the same way that I saw them before. Sometimes, you know, you may have a degree, you may have experience, but you have to go where God says to go. And I'm in the least likely place right now, but I know I'm supposed to be here because I'm learning some things that God wants me to learn, that if I wasn't doing what being led by him, I wouldn't be hearing. And it's not what I expected, but I know I'm trusting God. You know, this is not the likely job that anybody wants, you know. It's a tough job, and it doesn't pay a lot, but I know I'm supposed to be here. I don't understand it, but God is leading me and guiding me. So don't always think that what you think, what the world says is supposed to be, don't always follow that. Follow what God is leading you, okay? And God will. As you seek him more in the word, he's going to make that clearer and clearer for you, okay?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I'm going to see how it works out on tomorrow because, you know, that'll be the actual day that I start. But then it's between that one and working back with the children with the one-year-old class. So I'll have and if I decide with going back with the one-year-old class, that one will start on the 9th.
But don't
so that kind of gives me
understanding. Yeah, don't do it with your own understanding. You get a clear word from God. That's the wisdom that I'm giving you. Get a clear word from God. I didn't understand it, but I know that I'm in the right place. I don't get it, you know, but I trust him because I have that peace that, you know, you have to follow the peace of God. And for some reason, maybe it's, you know, for a few months, I don't know. God is doing something here and in me, and I'm seeking his word that, like I couldn't do it if I was in another job. So, I mean, for everybody's different. So make sure you follow the peace of God, that God will give you direction in that. Don't follow what you think or what the world thinks because we can get off track of what God is trying to give us. You can get totally off track. All right? So, amen. So is there anything else you would like prayer for?
Well, what I was saying is that I will start tomorrow, but then if that doesn't work out, then on the 9th, I'll know that, you know, I was praying that the Lord will lead, guide, and direct, and I'm believing that he will. And, yeah, I just wanted prayer for my daughter that the Lord will lead and guide her footsteps and bring her back into the fold.
Okay. Father God, I know that, Father God, you hear the prayer of the righteous, Father God, and you know that Sarah is the righteous. She's seeking after you, Lord. Father, she doesn't belong to you, to Sarah. She belongs to you, Lord. And I just pray, Father God, that you just continue touching this child and that all the experiences that she's going through, Father God, that she would see in every step that she makes, Father God, that she would see you speaking life and death to her so that she can choose life. Help her to remember all the things that she was taught. The word of God says that train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. I thank you, Lord, because she will not depart from it. She may look away for it and look around, but, Lord, I just thank you because she'll know in her spirit that there's things that are right and things that are wrong, and she will choose the right things. I thank you for that in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and place godly friends around her, Father God. I'm sorry, I have somebody trying to call me at the same time. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance. Hello? 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 Hello?